Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today's program will consist of three segments. The first segment will be a mini battle of the band between Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra and Paul Wineman and his orchestra. The second segment will be a comparison of a couple of recordings by Bill Hayes' Cubs and the Coon Sanders Nighthawks. And the third segment will be the usual modern musician section of the WBIX programs, and I will have one track from one recording by Paul and his gang. Well, let's start with the first segment, mini battle of the bands between Abe Lyman and Paul Wineman. Abe Lyman was born as Abraham Simon Lyman on August 4, 1897 in Chicago, Illinois. He was a drummer in silent film theaters, and eventually he moved to California and started a band there, and he was very successful. Appeared in theaters, hotels, nightclubs, radio. He toured the country and made many, many, many records. Later, in the 1930s, he was in Hollywood movies, and from the mid-30s, he was involved in radio shows. He left music when he was about 50 years old and went into the restaurant management. He died on October 23, 1957 in Beverly Hills, California. Paul Wineman was born in Denver, Colorado on March 28, 1890, and he died in Doylestown, Pennsylvania on December 29, 1967. He played viola in the Denver Symphony Orchestra from about 1907, and then in the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra from about 1914. He In World War I, he led a 40-piece Navy band playing march tunes by day and show music by night. Sensing new dimensions for popular music in the transition from ragtime to jazz, he organized a dance band in San Francisco in 1918, later moving to Los Angeles and Atlantic City, New Jersey, before settling in New York in 1920. There, he soon became the best-known American band leader, particularly with his recordings of Whispering and Japanese Sandman, which sold more than a million copies. By the early 1920s, his lush orchestral style was widely copied in countless bandstands at home and abroad. He toured the British Isles in 1923 and Europe in 1926. Of course, he was responsible for the Rhapsody in Blue, an experiment in modern music, which was performed with a composer as soloist at Aeolian Hall in New York in 1924. Between 1928 and 1952, One Man's Orchestra were featured on many network radio shows and took part in several films, beginning with The King of Jazz. And he provided the music for six Broadway shows and produced more than 600 phonograph recordings. Later, he served as music director for ABC. Whiteman was a key figure in American popular music, while jazz purists accused him of diluting the character of early jazz for commercial purposes. Less biased observers applauded the high polish and versatility of his orchestras, which had to be as comfortable in the concert hall as at a college dance. He employed a number of talented musicians. In the original arrangement of Rhapsody in Blue, three of his reed players were required to play a total of 17 instruments. Although his dance music tended to be sedate, there were occasionally jazz solos from musicians such as Bix Beiderbecke, Frankie Trombauer, Eddie Lang, Bonnie Berrigan, and Jack Teagarden. Whiteman's musical memorabilia, including his large library of more than 3,000 arrangements, were bequeathed to Williams College in Williamston, Massachusetts, where they now form the Whiteman Collection. Okay, let's get started with the mini battle of the bands. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a recording by Abe Lyman and then the same tune as recorded by Paul Whiteman. So the first tune I want to play is Mississippi Mud. This was recorded in Chicago on March 28, 1928, and the band consists of a small seven-man group. Now, the sides that I'm going to play from Abe Lyman's come from the timeless historical CD entitled Abe Lyman and His California Orchestra, Hot Recordings by a West Coast Band, 1922-1932. And the composition of the band is not given specifically. In the liners, I read, from here onwards, Fred Ferguson and Horace Smith on trumpets, Teddy Powell banjo replace Howard Fenimore, Ray Lopez and Charlie Pierce. So that's the Abe Lyman version. For the Paul Whiteman version, I'm going to play take two. It was recorded on February 18, 1928 and released on July 30, 1936. The personnel here consists of Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Chester Hazlitt and Frank Trombauer on alto sax, Charles Strickfaden on tenor sax, Irving Friedman on clarinet, Roy Bargey on piano, Min Lee Brook on brass bass, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, and Harold MacDonald on drums. The vocalists are Irene Taylor, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, Harry Barris, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylor, and Austin Skin Young. It's an arrangement by Tom Satterfield. All right, so let's start then with the Battle of the Bands. This will be Mississippi Mod, first played by Abe Lyman and then by Paul Whiteman, both recordings from 1928.
How they play, Boy, they really
sway.
Boy, that music
thrills me.
Say it nearly kills
me. Oh, 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 oh,
is an interesting recording in the sense that Bix plays lead, and neither Margulis nor Henry Bossi are present in that recording. It's a very nice recording, and a great clarinet solo by Itzi Friedman there. The thing that is interesting is that the version by Abe Lyman, at least to me, seems inspired by the version by Whiteman. However, the recording of Whiteman, which preceded that of Abe Lyman, was not released until sometime in April after the recording of Abe Lyman. So anyway, one of those mysteries. Clearly that round goes to Paul Whiteman. All right, for the next tune, I'm going to play Sen. That was recorded by Abe Lyman. The band is called Abe Lyman's Sharps and Flats on May 18, 1928. And there are eight musicians in this recording of Sand by Abe Lyman's. And perhaps, they are the same according to the liners as the musicians in the recording of Mississippi Mod. There's Fred Ferguson and Horace Smith on trumpets, Teddy Powell on banjo, who's replacing Howard Fenimore, and of course Fred Ferguson and Horace Smith, the trumpets, are replacing Ray Lopez and Charlie Pierce. But I don't know who the other members of the band are. Paul Whiteman recorded Sand twice. Once on June 9, 1924, and again, let's see, this is January 12, 1928, and that's the version that I'm going to play. The musicians in the band are Charles Margulis on trumpet, Dick Spiderbeck on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Jimmy Rossi on clarinet, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Maddie Malnek on violin, Bill Charles on piano, Min Liebrook on bass saxophone, Carl Kress on guitar, and Harold MacDonald on drums. This is an arrangement by Bill Charles. So let's continue then with this mini battle of the bands with a recording of San first, by Abe Lyman and then by Paul Whiteman, both recordings from 1928.
Thank you.
I think I'll give that round to Abe Lyman. That was really a very, very hot recording. Of course, the Weidman recording is also excellent. There is something interesting there. Following the violin solo by Matty Malnick, the three trumpets, the two trumpets and the cornet are playing together. And they are Bix on cornet, Charlie Margulis on trumpet, and Tommy Dorsey also on trumpet. All right, let's continue with the Battle of the Bands, and in fact finish with it, with a third recording. This is That's My Weakness Now. First, the Abe Lyman version. This is from June 17, 1928, and we have here Warren Smith on trombone also. For the Paul Weidman version, I'm going to have the recording from June 17, 1928, with Charles Margulis on trumpet, Big Spider-Man on cornet, Boyce Cullen and Bill Rank on trombone, Chester Hazlitt on alto sax, Charles Strickfaden on baritone and tenor sax, Irving Friedman on clarinet or tenor sax, Frank Trumbauer on alto sax, C melody, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnick, Mario Perry on violin, Roy Bargi on piano, Min Liebrug on brass bass, Mike Traficanti on string bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, and George Marsh on drums. This is an arrangement by Tom Satterfield, and it's really, well, you have to listen to the call and answer, or answer and call, or trading force, whatever you want to call it, that's going on here. There is a vocal by Bing Crosby and Al Rinker and Harry Barris. So let's finish then the Battle of the Bands between Abe Lyman and Paul Weidman with That's My Weakness Now, recorded in 1928. Thank you.
never cared for eyes of blue, but she's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. She's got dimpled cheeks. I never cared for dimpled cheeks, but she's got dimpled cheeks, and that's my weakness now. Oh me, oh my. She likes to bill and coo. I never liked to bill and coo, but she likes to bill and coo, and that's my weakness now. She likes, I never liked, but she likes, and that's my weakness now. She likes, I never liked, but she likes, and that's my weakness now. I never liked, but she likes, and that's my weakness now.
That is a fantastic recording. I love the way the rhythm boys say, she's got eyes of blue, and Bix and Tram. It's an amazing recording. If it weren't for that recording, I would have said, my goodness, that Abe Lyman record is really very, very good. I'm sure you noticed the great by Ferguson, which according to the liners leads to an all, let's see, what does it say, leads to an excellent free-for-all ride out. Indeed, it is excellent, but compared to the version by Paul Whiteman, I must say Paul Whiteman is the winner of that round, and overall then Paul Whiteman wins the Battle of the Bands. All right, now I would like to turn to the comparison between Bill Hayes' Cubs and the Coon Sanders' Nighthawks. Frank brought this up in the forum and suggested or presented his opinion that the Bill Hayes recordings, or at least several of the recordings in the CD entitled Paramount Hot Dance Obscurities, this is from Jazz Oracle, that many of the sides by Bill Hayes' Cubs in this CD are in reality the Coon Sanders Nighthawks. So I thought it would be interesting to play side by side a couple of recordings by Bill Hayes and a couple of recordings by Coon Sanders Nighthawks. Joseph Sanders was born in Thayer, Kansas in 1896 and died in Kansas City, Missouri on May 15, 1965. He was nicknamed the Old Left-Hander and shared the leadership of the Coon Sanders Nighthawks with drummer Carlton A. Coon. He was a pianist, by the way. Sanders was a pianist. After the U.S. Army service in World War I, Carlton Coon and Joe Sanders formed a small band that operated in Kansas City. After broadcasting debuted in 1921, they began gradually augmenting and securing residences in Chicago in 1924. From 1926, they appeared regularly at the Black Hawk in Chicago and also did extensive touring during summer months. In May of 1932, co-leader Carlton Coon died, and Sanders continued to lead the band from then on, and it was billed as Joe Sanders' Original Nighthawks. He was again at the Black Hawk Cafe through the 1930s, and in the 40s he did extensive studio work in Hollywood and also led band at the Trianon Ballroom, occasional returns to the Black Hawk. During the 1950s, Joe Sanders was a regular member of the Kansas City Opera Company. After suffering for many years with eyesight problems, he had a stroke in 1964 and died a year later. I'm afraid I don't have that much information about Carlton Coon. He was born in Rochester, Minnesota on February 5th, 1894. He aspired to be a doctor. Apparently his birth was attended by one of the Mayo brothers. His name is Carlton, was given after the poet Will Carlton, author of such Foxy Americana as Farm Ballads and Betsy and I Are Out. Carlton Coon died in 1932. I don't know anything about Bill Hale. All I know is that he played with the Coon Sanders Night Hawks in the banjo in 1924 and 1925. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the same tune. This is not going to be a battle of the bands, but more like a comparison, a juxtaposition. I'm going to play the same tune first by Bill Hale and then by the Coon Sanders Night Hawks. First tune will be Slewfoot. It was recorded by Bill Hayes Cubs in July of 1928. And I'm going to give the composition of the band as given in the liners for this Jazz Oracle CD. It's Bill Hayes on banjo and guitar, directing. Then it says probably Bob Pope on trumpet, probably Rex Downing on trombone, probably Harold Thiel or John Thiel on alto sax, an unknown tenor sax, an unknown piano, unknown brass bass, unknown drums, and George Moore on vocal. The Nighthawks recorded Slewfoot on December 13, 1927, with a vocal by Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon, and the band consists of Joe Rickelson and Bob Pope on trumpet, Rex Downing on trombone, Harold Thiel and John Thiel on clarinet or alto sax, Floyd Estep on clarinet or tenor sax, Joe Sanders on piano, Ross Stout on banjo, Elmer Krebs on brass bass, and Carlton Coon on drums. So let's listen to two recordings of Slewfoot. The first one by Bill Hayes in 1927, and then the next one by the Coon Sanders Night Hawks in 1928.
Glue 'em down to the spot. Hey. Move 'em slow, move 'em pretty for me. Plant your feet on the floor, ease 'em down, strut some more. Sweet little wolf, lay 'em low, like you know how to do. Glue 'em down to the spot. Oh, baby, get high. Snoopin', don't you hear that song? Two foot, move your feet along. Blue foot, oh, it won't be long. Snoopin', don't you do me wrong. Shake 'em up for me. Shake 'em up for Mandy Lee.
What do you think? Frank believes that the vocalist in the version of Slewfoot by Bill Hay is Joe Sanders. And he does sound very much like Joe Sanders, doesn't he? Okay, now for the next comparison, I want to play two versions of Tennessee Lazy. The first recorded in Chicago in October 1928 with Bill Haig on banjo and guitar directing, probably Bob Pope on trumpet, probably Rex Downing on trombone, probably Harold Thiel or John Thiel on clarinet, alto sax, also a clarinet and tenor sax, a piano, brass bass, drums, and that's it. Now for the Coon Sanders Nighthawks version. It was recorded on February 12, 1929 with Joe Rickelson and Bob Pope on trumpet, Rex Downing on trombone, Harold Thiel and John Thiel on clarinet and alto sax, Floyd Estep on clarinet and tenor sax, Joe Sanders on piano, Ross Stout on banjo, Elmer Krebs on brass bass, and Carlton Coon on drums. And there is a vocal by Joe Sanders here. So let's compare then the two versions of Tennessee Lazy. One by Bill Hay in 1928, and the next one by the Coon Sanders Nighthawks in 1929. Thank you.
there don't bother Tennessee Lizzie. He only thinks and drinks the dew from the Tennessee still.
Certainly, the two bands sound very much alike, especially in these two recordings that I chose. Well, what's the interesting aspect here is that the recording by Bill Hayes was done before that by the Coon Sanders Nighthawks, so you may draw your own conclusions. Well, I'm afraid I don't have time to play one of the sides from one of the CDs from Paul and his gang. Apologies, and I will do that in the next program in about a month from now. Well, let's get back to Bix now. End of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.